All right, welcome back. It's June 5th, 2026. I'm Tim, he's the Grinch, and this is our News Banter Edition. Welcome to AIMU Football Talk, your daily football conversation covering breaking news, transfer rumors, match reactions, fan opinions, and the biggest stories from around the world of football. Today, we're diving into the latest headlines, the hottest debates, and everything football fans are talking about right now. Look, absolute bollocks that Riquelme's out here acting like Haaland's already packing his Bernabeu suitcase, mate. If Haaland laces up for real next season, I'll eat my signed City away shirt, mustard and all. That's not happening, full stop.
Hang on, hold on, the data suggests otherwise. Yeah? If we look at Perez's approval rating with real members right now, Riquelme's got a legitimate shot at winning this election, mate.
Please. You're telling me a bloke who's still fighting to get his full manifesto out is going to drop a nine-figure bid on Haaland 6 weeks after winning? Come on, I've seen this movie before. It ends with them signing some random championship striker on loan and calling it a rebuild. Oh, and spare me. Remember 2 summers back when you swore Mbappe was definitely ditching PSG for real and lost that bet so bad you had to do a lap of the pub in that neon PSG away kit?
Oi, don't scoff. I've got a source at Carrington, all right? They say City's already pricing in a realistic chance they take a decent offer for Haaland next summer because of his wage and injury record. Objectively speaking, Riquelme's not talking out of his arse here. Reports out of China. The latest updates, earlier today even noted last week that Haaland's agent has been in Madrid for meetings.
Oh please, that's just agent leverage, isn't it? Every transfer window we get this same song and dance, right? Haaland going to Real, going to Barca? Hell, it's one of those weirdly tense football mornings where everybody is refreshing their phone for random transfer gossip. It's all bollocks. Perez would never let that happen, even if Riquelme wins. He's got the whole club board in his pocket. Self-dealing my arse. It's just election noise.
Wait, no. Hold on. Riquelme's already got those notarized guarantees. And he said he'll pay 100k members' fees if he reneges on the member ownership or transfer promises. That's not the kind of thing you say if you've got nothing lined up. I mean, it's like putting your away in-season ticket up as stake for a pub five-a-side bet. You don't put that kind of collateral down for a bluff.
You're delusional. I bet you a week of buying the pub rounds that Haaland's still at City next August. No ifs, no buts. And if I lose, I'll wear that ridiculous Real Madrid shirt you got me for Secret Santa to my sister's wedding. Deal? That's all for today's episode of AIMU Football Talk. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to follow for more football news, transfer updates, match reactions, and fan opinions from across the global game. Until next time, enjoy the football, and we'll see you in the next episode.